Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Happy New Year! It's 2023. Welcome to Pizza.
That's actually on tonight, by the way.
We are on
tonight.
We're going
to be watching that.
So are we, when we're watching Arsenal versus Newcastle live on Pitchside, Reeve.
Ooh.
Yeah, of course. But we're going to... I was already promised me that we're going to have the darts on as well.
Absolutely not. This is a football show, and football right now is heroic. We thought, why not? Arsenal top of the league, 15,000 points clear. Let's bring on another Arsenal fan. Sharky, welcome to the show.
It's an honour to be... I feel at home here now. I've been here so many times. So I feel at home.
Mate, it's home when you are here.
Thank you so much.
I don't think that makes sense, does it? Happy New Year. Guys, I don't want to seem like an Arsenal show, but we have to address the elephant in the room that Arsenal are winning the league.
Yep.
12 points clear. Is it 12 points?
Seven
points clear.
You've added up quite a few points.
12 points clear of Newcastle when we beat them tonight with a game in hand.
Okay.
Just got the facts.
That's quick maths. Guys, what point does it stop, or does it never stop?
The merry-go-round continues. Oh. Tonight's the big game, right? Tonight is actually a tough.
We've got quite a few big games coming
up. Yeah, that's true.
we've got obviously Newcastle now. We've got Spurs away, which...
Easy.
Form, that doesn't matter about form. Spurs away. North London derby is always hard. I know they just lost at home to Villa.
Yeah.
But I guess Arsenal, they're a different team.
Bad evening.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
I
don't think that's the case. Like, we went to West Ham, the tourists... Don't really win. Why would we win that game? Smashed them. 1-0 down, showed resilience.
That was ours, though.
No.
1-0 down, showed resilience.
Yeah, but that was at home.
Whatever.
It's the Brighton game.
We don't normally beat them.
It's the Brighton game. We don't normally beat Brighton.
And also,
home or away.
You know when, like, City drop points, normally you'd be like, Arsenal, we'll bottle it. We'll drop points. We're going to go and Brighton and drop points.
2 minutes in, goal.
No!
No.
4-3.
4-2.
4-2.
Almost 4-3.
Yeah.
Almost 4-3. I just don't get... everyone said Jesus is out. It's over for you. Nketiah is here.
I'd like to put forward this argument that Nketiah as a direct goal threat is actually much better than Gabriel Jesus.
Oh, he's a better goal scorer, yeah.
Yeah, better goal scorer, yeah. But Jesus does more for the team hold-up play.
For sure. Don't do that. Because I reckon if Nketiah started the whole season, he'd have more goals than Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be first.
You really think that?
Mm-hmm. Interesting point.
Nketiah's a better goal scorer than Jesus, yes. But we're first.
Look at Haaland. 47,000 goals, not first.
And they won the league last season without him.
It's a fair point.
Great point, Sharky.
Do you really think that if we continue with Nketiah, then we just don't win the league?
Yeah, we can't just continue with Nketiah the whole season up top. I'm the biggest Nketiah fan there is, but we're trying to push for the league. Like, we need reinforcements.
Who's that for you then?
We already know who it is. He's in London. Have you not seen the Arsenal fan doing the detective work?
Well, it's not much detective work. The guy's posting on his story every game, watching the game.
No. Have you not seen the latest one?
Yeah, I saw the hotel.
The hotel slippers.
Yeah, I saw.
Where? This Arsenal fan saw Mudryk put a photo up, and there's a brand like Keller or something on his hotel slippers, and he Googles and it said British brand that is a partner's English hotels, which means he's in London,
he's
in the hotel, and he's got. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's the goal. But he's a goal scoring threat. Like, he's more attacking prowess.
Yeah, but that's just competition for Martinelli, though. If we want a reinforcement for Nketiah,
we've not been linked with anyone. Obviously,
João Felix.
I don't know what's going to happen. Vlahovic could come back. The whole link up with him could come
back.
You know, he's younger than Nketiah. Vlahovic.
Is he really?
Yeah. But
he's young. These guys are young.
I'll say this now. If we sign Mudryk, in January, I don't actually think we need a striker. I think Nketiah has so much around him that he is the goal threat that we need.
And Jesus will come back.
I honestly think, Nketiah has proven many times that he's filled the spot.
You can only play, in our case, 4 attackers at any point anyway.
Yeah, but it's just more reinforced. Look at
City. We need to bolster the team.
Martinelli and
yeah, but look at City. Like, look at City, man. You can say that about City.
We need to bolster the team.
Yeah,
I want a backup for Partey now.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. We need one ASAP. Yeah. So I'm saying we need to bolster the squad. We need to, this is our best chance to win the league.
I'm all for getting players, but I mean,
we need to just bolster the squad.
There's still only ever an occasion where you can play your best.
Yeah, but you need that. Yeah, but you need squad depth.
Yeah. How many games are we playing? We played a few days ago. We're already playing today. Like, we've got.
Is everything okay out there?
I understand this point, but when you're saying we're putting out our best team on paper, it probably doesn't change putting in Mudryk.
But if we sign him for 100 mil, like it's looking like, we have to start him. But obviously we won't. But I'm saying like that kind of money is starting money.
Who's playing out of his skin? Or?
It doesn't matter about starting them. It's just he's building this team for the future. You need squad depth. You need players to come in and out. You need to rest players in and out. Like what he's saying. And I also think if Nketiah's up front, he scores goals. So he just plays a slightly different way of football, and it's working. We got the points against Brighton. We got the points against West Ham. We're a train that isn't stopping at any station for anyone right now.
Will we get the points against Newcastle?
Yes, I think. I genuinely think. They've lost one game all season. I could look like an idiot.
I could look like an idiot here.
They
should be undefeated right now.
I honestly think Arsenal will just turn over Newcastle. I think they will.
I think tonight is the night.
Yeah, sorry, Geordie man over there. Tonight is the night. Arsenal will turn over Newcastle and everyone goes, oh shit, Theo was right. They actually are going to win.
Also, everyone's going to say Theo was right. Yeah. First thing I've got to think about Theo was right. Yeah. I think at home, I expect us to beat them. Yeah. I think the away game, we could probably lose.
I think if we don't win tonight, that's a real issue. Because the home advantage that we have, we should actually win this game. Same as, I think going to yours is going to be a tough game. I think we probably lose at yours.
Yeah, literally, I think St. James Park, we lose. It's hard to win there. Like when you play there, the stadium's so high. The away fans are sectioned like so far away. So it's like you're there and like you're playing against the Newcastle team and they're like gladiators. You look in front of you, they're all massive.
Yeah.
Like in the midfield, Bruno Guimarães and Joel Linton are huge. You've got Dan Byrne, Botman. They're all just big guys.
Yeah.
And then I was saying this on my podcast, something about their kits. The black and white. Mm. It hypnotizes you when you're on the pitch. Because when people are running, you're tired, you're dizzy, the colour hypnotizes you. You know, they're tactical.
That's what they use, black and white.
I think if we went to St. James Park, we just don't. Well, I think we get a draw. I don't think we lose. I honestly think
it'll be hard to win.
There is something dodgy going on. There's something dodgy, and it's Arsenal. There is like this weird aura going around the club, and the resilience, the goal scoring threat we're showing. There's something dodgy that is unstoppable.
You said how do we carry on or winning or whatever? It's still in February. I think we've got City twice.
Yeah, we do.
That's 6 points they could take off us, and then it's game on again.
Yeah,
it's those City games. If we come out of those two City games looking good, then I genuinely think we win the league.
I just want the home one.
That's what I'm saying. I think we win the league. If we win at least one of them.
If Arsenal do win the league, where does this rank in terms of football achievement?
For what?
In terms of like Premier League win. Like, because United did it with the kids, didn't they?
I think
that's what. Yeah. United did it with the kids.
I saw that.
Another ghost. Because let's face it, Arsenal is a very.
Leicester.
Arsenal. I think it genuinely. No. Arsenal, Leicester, Arsenal.
Invincibles.
Oh, you mean
Invincibles?
Yeah. Okay. What about Centurions?
I fuck that. Dead thing.
No?
Arsenal, Leicester, City.
Interesting. So 50% of all of our league wins will be in the top three best achievements.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty.
That sounds pretty biased to me. I'll just take the league. I'll be happy. Just give me the league. I'm happy.
It will be very impressive, though. Look how young the team is, though.
Yeah, youngest in the league.
Your new manager.
And zero expectation. A lot of people thought Arsenal finished fifth.
Yeah.
At minimum, right? Yeah. Go to win the league. That's...
Yeah. We were optimistic if we thought we're getting into the top four. Yeah. We're trying to get Champions League. We finished fifth last season, just missed out. This season, our target is top four. And if you generally believed it, that's you being optimistic. If you think you're going to win the league this season before the season started, you're crazy. Listen, people call me crazy because I said Arteta is the best thing since sliced bread 2 years ago. So it's like, I believe Arteta all the time.
What happens if you said Arsenal win the league after one game? Is that crazy?
This season. Did someone say that? I mean, it's looking like a genius call. I'm not going
to
lie.
I hate to break it, dude. Look. They laughed at me.
Don't do that now.
But if Arsenal win the league, they're not laughing now.
We're a Callum Wilson hat-trick away from
yeah.
And actually also at the same time, they actually are not laughing now because everyone's like, Arsenal looking, tasty.
And everyone hates us doing well as well.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But they're also like, I really love watching them play, but I just hate the fans.
Yeah.
I like it, you know. Because I'm sick of Man City and dominating like that. So I don't mind. And I feel it's quite wholesome. Like, say you on about the aura around Arsenal. Like, I can see that a little bit. Of, like, it's like some, nice to see something different.
Do you think the Prime documentary helped?
A little bit.
I think it really did help.
Yeah, humanised the club, I think.
Look, Liverpool, Newcastle, City, Chelsea, Spurs have all dropped points recently.
Yeah.
Is it down to Arsenal's quality or more so the lack of quality from the other title contenders, you know, Liverpool's, Chelsea's?
Ladies and gentlemen, today's podcast is sponsored by LinkedIn.
That's right. As small business owners ourselves, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. Lewis over there in a corner. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs.
With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals.
As much as we slate him, obviously, we hired Lewis. And he is actually very, very good. He's a perfect fit for the role, and he's absolutely smashed it.
LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools.
They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your posts in front of the most qualified candidates.
Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them faster and for free.
Our goal last year was obviously to hit 150,000 subscribers, and Lewis definitely helped with that. This year's goal, we've got to go for 250. It's going to be tough. Maybe 200, we'll see. But, you know, as a team, hopefully we can do it. And obviously with you guys as well watching at home.
And all of this is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors.
That's right. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidate you want to talk to faster. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/pitch. That is linkedin.com/pitch to post your job for free.
Terms and conditions apply.
Back on with the pod.
No, I think it's Arsenal's quality. Not even in like a biased way, but there are so many teams in this Premier League now that are capable of beating any team on their day, and we just seem to be immune to getting beat by those teams.
Yeah,
I feel like
there's both come into it, but like we've just said, anyone, Brentford's beating United this season 4-0. They're beating Liverpool the other day. Like Villa have just beaten Spurs away from home. Like home advantage now is gone. Yeah. Like, apart from Arsenal, there's no such thing as home advantage anymore. There was the Boxing Day games, on Boxing Day, there was seven fixtures, so seven games. Yeah. Only one home team won that day, and that was Arsenal.
It was.
Five of them lost, one drew. Yeah. Five home losses out of seven games is ridiculous. There's no such thing as home advantage anymore. Everyone's so good. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I agree, it's Arsenal being that good, but...
And also, I feel like it's Arsenal... You know, like I keep banging on about it. Like, historically, like we if we're not playing great, we lose a game, and we always go to like the palaces and stuff and lose them games. But right now, we may not necessarily putting in some of the best performances, or we're grinding out results.
Yeah, like that Leeds win.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that felt so good.
Right? Like it's an exciting time to be an Arsenal fan right now. An exciting time to be a Premier League fan, especially Newcastle United. Wow.
Fair play to them.
This is why I'm actually for once not confident against yous. I feel like you're going to be
once. Hang on.
For once this season. I'm used to losing Arsenal. I don't know. Just like at Leeds, we squandered so many chances. And I'm like, you can't afford to not take chances at Arsenal. I don't think he'll beat us, though. I think I'll be happy with a draw, and I'll take that.
The problem you got, is that Arsenal's attack is actually so good. And Ødegaard is just, his XGI is nuts. Expected goal involvement is nuts.
Nice, thank you for that.
But Newcastle's defence is also nuts.
But this is the thing, is it nuts, or are we playing against teams that aren't good defensively and they're set because they're...
No, your defence is good. Your defence is good.
I'm sort of using news as a bar to see how good are we, because it's gonna be really on it at the moment.
It's really good. It's going to be a really interesting matchup.
I think it's going to end up like the City game. End to end, both teams trying to try and turn the other team over, and hopefully it's us that beat you. But I think it's going to be a tough old fixture.
It's two quality managers as well. Young managers, two very tactically aware managers.
And you've got a lot of players coming back at the right time as well. There's a lot of big players on that bench that can affect.
Could even maybe have Isaac. He's really close at the moment. So
ASM's back as well.
ASM's back. He'll probably start. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, but he's playing against Ben White. He's not going to have a good day.
And also they have got Amoron.
I benched him, so I hope he doesn't do nothing. I benched him.
I benched Martinelli.
Did you?
But I had to because I couldn't bench De Bruyne.
Yeah,
and I can, you can only play three defenders. I wish I could play two defenders, but I can't. And I kept Saka. I got Saka in because he's on penalties. So I thought Saka's probably the better bet to have than Martinelli. Yeah. Anyways, guys, there has
not actually the Arsenal manager.
Oh yeah,
it has no effect on whether Martinelli has started tonight.
No, I'd start Martinelli. Let's move on to Liverpool.
Oh yeah, good old Liverpool.
Like guys,
tonight a disaster class, isn't it?
Two disallowed goals from Brentford as well.
Yeah.
Like, they conceded three goals from set pieces. From corners.
Jørn Wester got a hat-trick.
Corners. All from corners.
Only got one goal at the
all of them were from corners.
Same side as well, I think it was.
Yeah, it was. All. Yeah. But why? Why this? What's happened to the defence? Liverpool?
It's just all year, isn't it? It's not like, we say this every time Liverpool play a game. They look good in spurts going forward, but defensively, they're pretty all over the shop. And VVD, bless
him. He got dragged. What happened?
He got hooked at half-time.
Yeah.
Pickford's in his head.
He was getting absolutely spun by Mbeumo the entire game.
Well, Konate as well at the end, like, yeah, didn't look that good as well.
Scored an own goal.
Scored an OG.
Yeah, but that's not his fault.
To be fair, Liverpool have only scored one goal in two games.
Yeah. Did you know this is Brentford's first win over Liverpool in 84 years?
I did know that. Oh. And Lewis put it in the show.
Brentford start 2023 with two wins in a row.
Yeah.
They're looking good. I think they're in eighth right now. They're top eight. They're seventh for eighth.
How many games have they played this year?
17, 18?
In 2023?
Oh.
That's got to be one game.
Oh, it's only one game though.
No, they play boxing. Oh, wait.
We're only 3 days in.
What are you offering them?
We're only 3 days in.
Oh, not 2023, yes.
They could start.
Since the World Cup.
But they won since on the 30th after
since
Christmas.
Since the restarts.
Yeah, since the restart, they won two, haven't they?
But Brentford are like the Brightons in the sense that realistically, they're probably never going to get Europe. They're very unlikely to get relegated with the structure they do have at the club. But if you go to their ground and get a result, that's a good marker for where you are in the season.
Right? Yeah. Do you think, obviously, Liverpool defensively, they need to address some issues, especially on set pieces. Mm. Midfield looking a bit empty. Mm-hmm. But do you think if Nunes can just convert his XG into actual goals, they'll actually start firing a little bit more?
Oh, Captain Chaos,
sure. His XG is so insane, by the way.
I feel bad for him the other day.
Off the line again from Ben Mee.
Off the line, and he scored a good goal, good finish.
Yeah, good goal.
And just very offside, good really good, well-taken finish. I got him in my team
so
as well.
So do I was fuming.
Yeah, everyone does, right?
I don't think everyone does.
I'm relying on it.
His XG is so nuts.
He's got to cash in.
Why is he not?
He's got to cash in.
He obviously has scored a few assists, but like, it should be more.
You know, he is... His shots per 90 are the highest out of every striker in the top five leagues.
It's going to come.
But his goals are 99th.
It's going to come.
Surely it does.
6.2 shots per 90. That's ridiculous.
He doesn't score.
I really like him, you know. I really like him. Number one because he's hilarious. Guy, man.
And a lot of the time when he just keeps missing, he's just laughing to himself over and over and over.
Surely he thinks, at what point will these go in? It's a bit like Timo Werner, isn't it? He must have had a high XG without having to get a post. Sure. And he just,
The thing is, both Werner and Nunes fall prey to this idea of they score these great goals, but they're always offside.
Yeah.
I think he scored three offside goals now or something.
Fuming. It's going to come though. I have faith. I'm keeping him in my team. It's going to come.
Yeah.
Let's touch on Klopp a little bit because obviously, you know, like when things are going bad for Liverpool, notoriously, he doesn't help himself. he felt Brentford's third goal should have been ruled off as a push. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Canate's fallen over, man.
Yeah, get over it. He said he's trying to talk to the officials about it is like trying to talk to his microwave.
Wait.
I don't know why he's talking to a microwave. But he's basically saying it's just pointless because you can't talk to a microwave because it's not a person.
Good one.
When you say it like that,
Do you remember when he said Liverpool cannot play Monopoly in the transfer market?
Yeah.
Mm, they just bought Gakpo.
Yeah.
They also spent 90 million on Nunes and 55 on Luis Diaz.
The thing is, they're great signings, right? But they don't solve their problem. They have a midfield issue, right?
But they are playing Monopoly.
I think they might get Matthias Nunes from Wolves.
I've heard this.
So they were supposed to get him in the summer.
Yeah.
But he went to Wolves. And I think now he's going to just come straight.
But when?
January.
Really?
But he's only been at Wolves for
half 6 months. Yeah, I think they're getting him.
Although, to be fair...
How does that work?
It can work.
What happens?
They just pay it off. They pay extra.
This is why.
What about contracts? What's the point of contracts?
You pay off their contract.
Enzo Fernandez, who's going to go Chelsea for 112 mil, has only played 20 or so games at Benfica.
Yeah.
He's only been there half a year. And Benfica have made 110 mil profit on him already.
I was going to
And they did that with João Félix.
No, Benfica made the most money ever.
Yeah, Benfica, the goats.
The how much have made of Darwin Nunes? Like, they made the most money ever.
Oh, it's so stupid. Like,
so rich.
Does Klopp have an excuse, or is it a good excuse, or is it just easy chatting shit? Clearly they are spending money.
Yeah.
Just on the wrong areas. Yeah. Or do they need Gakpo? Did they buy Gakpo because they didn't want United to get Gakpo?
I think VVD just said, come here.
Come here now.
Yeah, and Klopp was like, how much is he? Oh, God, just come play
that. Yeah, they're just buying the wrong positions. They needed a DM. Fabinho was obviously done.
Yeah.
They needed a DM. They needed another centre midfielder because Henderson isn't the same.
Yeah.
Like, they needed that Wijnaldum player that was up and down the pitch. Naby Keita has not been that. Thiago's obviously had injuries. They've not signed any midfielders. Like they signed Arthur. He's not played. You know,
injured straight away.
Like it's just they've not done the right things. I think they're not in the transfer. It's not the right things.
Where do you think Liverpool are going to finish this season?
We said
fourth or fifth. They'll be just on the edge.
I honestly think Newcastle and Manchester United will pip them to the fourth.
That's what I think. On the edge. I'll be like United or Liverpool fifth.
I think United looking a lot more dangerous than Liverpool are. And look, it could end up clicking for Liverpool. You know, if Nunes starts firing, they have to bolster their midfield in January,
but you kind of have to evaluate it as football in the present. And the better team right now look like Manchester United if they're going to finish football.
That's so true, man.
Yeah. I still think Liverpool will finish top four, but if we're going off what you see in front of you, United look like a much better team at the moment.
Now, we've mentioned a few players there, like Arthur and Nunes. And, you know, maybe they flopped a little bit. Welcome to a new segment of the show.
It's not a new segment. We're just doing it for this episode.
We are going to be creating our flop 11 from this season only. Now, originally, I read this as a transferred flop 11. So players that have come in since the summer. Apparently, Reeves got a different idea.
Yeah, the idea is underperformers. So season underperformance.
I mean, to be honest,
they could have been at the club for 10 years.
So look, I also was under the assumption it was this season's transfers.
Yeah,
that's only because I asked Theo this morning to confirm.
Yeah,
and Theo told me.
I said this season, right?
You said this season.
Yeah, so this season transfers. So anyways, it's a 2-1.
You told him what you thought it was. Yeah, I know how it works.
I asked Lewis this morning, I said, is it this season or...
No.
Yes, I did.
You led me astray, Theo.
Check the text. Look, it's 2-1, democracy, you're wrong. Anyways, it can work both ways.
You guys go first because clearly you have the same sort of ideas, and then I'll do.
Go, Sharky. I'll let you go first.
just so you know, if you now say a player that's been at the club for longer than this season, people will think you're changing your answer.
Oh no, because I was a couple spots that I didn't have, and I've put them players in now.
I'm missing a couple. My goalie's blank, but while because I was thinking this season, I was thinking who's
if you're gonna do like flop transfer, surely Dubravka, right?
Yeah, definitely Dubravka.
If you're doing a transfer,
that's what I'm saying.
Now, he's built for backup, isn't he?
He played one game and did terrible though, didn't he?
Really? Backup, isn't it?
Yeah, but because obviously now the blank spots I'll put in players that I fully concur
that idea.
That aren't new signings, so I'm gonna more so after like the last few weeks, I'm gonna go with Hugo Lloris.
Yeah. I back it. I've always said.
Yeah, he hates him.
I don't hate him.
You do.
I don't hate him. I've just been saying he's not been good for a while.
You've got a Lloris agenda.
People think that because he's got this international reputation and these World Cup accolades behind him, he's good. He has so many howlers. He's a great camera save merchant. He did against Manchester United for all game.
Yep.
And fair play. He has great performances on and off. But he is so susceptible to clangers.
Mm-hmm. Clangers.
You don't need that in a keeper, mate. You just need a safe pair of hands. Doesn't need to be this like showmanship all the time.
Honestly, get you two in a room together, see how that works out.
That's a good looking man.
Oh, I'll be like, oh, I love you, Hugo.
That's my keeper.
Yeah, it's fair.
Who have you guys got?
We'll do
the whole team. What do you want?
Do your whole team.
Okay, cool. Right back.
Apparently not, then. Yeah, do it one at a time.
Yeah. Oh, goalkeeper. All right, my goalie is Mendy.
He's not a new signing. He's not a new signing.
Did you hear what we just said? I said we had a few blank spots and he was blank.
Right, so Edouard Mendy was my goalkeeper and Theo went,
Sharky had a blank spot. You're not going at him for putting Lloris in.
No, because he thought of that himself.
Yeah, Mendy's been shite.
Mendy's mind.
Mendy literally has got replaced by Kepa, who was almost kicked out of the club.
Oh, this is right. So we started the show before we started the show. We had
why are you aggressive? Why are you unnecessarily coming at me?
You are copying what I said.
Word for word.
This is meant to be. This is meant to be an AFCON winning goalkeeper. He was bought to be number one.
Unbelievable! Shut up! Because everything you're saying is what I said before we started the microphones.
Well, I wasn't here. I was getting water for it.
Whatever. You're capping. Right, so the reason why I chose Edouard Mendy...
Wait, hang on a minute. You can't just shit all over me like that.
He has not performed this season whatsoever, so much so to a degree that Potter's come in and now Kepa is the starting goalkeeper when Mendy should be the keeper for the next like decade or so.
That's what Theo said.
It's what I said. You've literally just copied me.
I'm kidding.
Right. What formation are you playing?
Kind of like a 4-3-3 or like 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
Right back? Right back. This one. Okay. So there's a couple of them. Because I was under the assumption of signings. So a couple of them is... There's differences. There's different reasons. One, they might be a flop because of their own performances, or they might be a flop because you expect something. Yeah? So I've gone Jed Spence at right back. Through no fault of his own.
Yeah.
Conte's just not playing him. Like... We expected now natural progression this season for him to be flying, you know?
Yeah.
Arsenal wanted him, like obviously Spurs got him, other teams wanted him. We thought this would be the season where he'd kick off. He's not played more than, he comes on 88th minute, 89th minute every game. He came on like against Villa 87th minute and the commentator said, this is the earliest he's come on in a while.
Wow.
And 87th minute on a 2-0 down. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, he's a flop, but not because of, through no fault of his own, just because he's not being played. So I've got Jed Spence.
I've got Jed Spence also because I thought, you know, exactly the same reason as you.
Yeah.
Like, why is he not playing? Why is he not playing?
Yeah, I picked Vladimir Kufal. I think he's dropped off a cliff in terms of performances. So much so that he's now only a Europa League player at West Ham. He doesn't even play Premier League.
But is that a flop? Or is that just a player declining with age?
Well, you can't. Well, he was probably one of the best right backs 2 seasons ago. Don't do that. When A, you're copying me, and B, you haven't even done the correct list. So.
Well, where's Kufal on my list?
No, because the list is underperformance.
Right, you've gone for Soufao as flop of the season right back.
You've picked a player that's
not who they started right now, anyway. Who they even start?
Tilo Kehrer, right back.
Yeah. And also, I would argue they're like flop of the season.
I've got Kehrer in my team, but I've got my centre back because he also plays centre back.
Flop of the season is like they've come in and like flop is, do you know what I mean? Like it's not like a, it's not underperformer of the season.
That's literally what flop means.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, flop it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Flop isn't just underperforming. Flop is like they've come in to be the man.
No, because and we're not talking about transferred players. We're talking about players
in this
that
context. It's
their...
underperforming. Yeah. And also
next time, say an underperforming 11.
He did say that. He literally said that. In the
He didn't. Yeah. Who's your right back? Soufal. Okay. Who's your centre backs?
Kehrer is one of them. Came from PSG. He's not been great at all. And I've gone Koulibaly.
I think he's been all right.
That's all right. It's not good enough. He's come with a big reputation.
You're Pascal Sauvage.
But
I think you're at the right club, wrong player. But I've got.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I want to hear you go. But the reason for Koulibaly. But also, I kind of feel bad because he's played of like Aspilicueta on his right side, which isn't obviously not Reece James. He's had different midfielders in front of him. But Koulibaly, from what I expected, he's.
Yeah,
you know, he's just been a bit.
Well, that's mental. You've just changed your left back. You know, fair enough.
No, I haven't.
I need the left back.
I'd have got there's a little snap as a thing.
Well, who do you have right back role player?
My
Fofana bought for 80 mil.
Fair.
I got Fofana.
Nice. But for
Fofana and who? Because I said both, man.
Wesley.
I put Harry Maguire. Sadly,
that was too easy. Plus, I went for the transfer.
He's an easy scapegoat, but I mean, he has been. He's gone from being in the team to not even.
It still just pains me when you say a flop. It's just.
But he isn't. He doesn't. He like, didn't get a minute for the team.
Like for me, my two centre backs are Wesley Fofana, 80, and Diego Carlos.
They're I mean, that's,
he had
that's,
a bad. He got a bad injury.
They're
though,
both really unfairly injured.
He got a bad injury,
but that is a flop. When you spend that much money on your defenders and they get injured straight away, it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a big flop.
Have you got Calvin Phillips as well?
Yeah.
I have Calvin Phillips, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But that's the same logic then, isn't it? I mean, if
like, when you're talking about you spending all these monies on these players, they come and get injured, it's a flop.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Like, left back, I don't have anyone.
So,
interesting.
I put cucumber at left back.
Right, fair enough.
A Cucurella.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's that?
But only because you
only because I.
But yeah, but you explained it to me. You said like, he's been bought for 50 million. I don't think he's been as bad as you think.
No, but he's been bought to be the Cucurella from Brighton, and it's not the same Cucurella. It's like it's a Cucurella that fits this system that Potter's trying to reintegrate him into how he wants to play. But it's just not... Cucurella at Brighton was this insanely attacking guy that would bomb up and down the left flank, provide so much creativity. And at the moment, he sits in the flat back four. Like, he doesn't do anything.
Like, why do they have Chilwell?
I think Chilwell's going. I think Cucurella is the backup for Chilwell.
Yeah, he's still their first choice, Chilwell.
Yeah. So do you not think they spent 50 million on a second choice left back?
Yeah, but when you want that second choice left back to play, you want the player that you bought, and the player that they bought, i.e., the Brighton Cucurella, is not the one that is displayed at Chelsea right now. I don't think he's a bad player.
I agree with
that. I just think Cucurella at Brighton, Cucurella at Chelsea. That's how I'd break it down.
Yeah.
For audio listeners, I did a hand comparison.
Yeah, I agree, because word for word, bar for bar, I've got someone else just in midfield with Calvin Phillips. I've got Bissouma.
I've got Bissouma.
Yeah, I almost the same things for Cucurella. Yeah. Brighton, what they got for him, it's just not worked. It's just not.
I almost put Bissouma in my. So your left back is.
My left back is blank, that's why I tried to skip past it.
Who's blank play for?
Blank, he plays for Fulham?
No, it's Blanc. Blanc. So your midfield three are
Phillips, Bissouma, and Paqueta.
Oh, good one.
Nah, he's actually been decent.
I think he's not bad though.
No, he's not bad, but it's just not been good.
You're telling me he's not been good but managed to start pretty much every game for
Brazil? He's a good dancer.
He's a good dancer.
I think he's fortunate to start for Brazil.
I see Sharky's point here, because Paqueta at Brazil is four times the player Paqueta at West Ham is. And all the West Ham fans have been complaining this entire World Cup, like, why isn't that Lucas Paqueta?
Bear in mind, West Ham are literally in the relegation zone, or like a point away from it.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know,
well, I've got a West Ham player in midfield, Suchek. It feels like I'm going heavy artillery fire.
It just sounds wrong when you've called Suchek a flop. It just sounds wrong. Like, right, that doesn't seem right.
He was Mr. Potato Salad.
You're going for the Czech boys, man.
Season 2020/21, he was
unreal.
The best DM box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah, two, 3 years ago. Is that not just a decline? Is that not just a decline in a player?
Yeah, but
it's not a flop.
See, this whole thing's got lost in translation.
He's still...
That's not a flop.
Well, from now on, we'll call it the underperforming/flop 11.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb.
But he's still underperforming, right? He's still underperforming. There's a level of expectation that you have with players like Suchek that after seeing how good they can be, for them to then regress to nowhere near how good they are is that's flop for me, isn't it?
But I just think it's just not playing. Is
Jay Lings?
Yeah.
Not Jay Lings. No,
you can't bring Jay Lings.
I can, because you know why? Morgan Gibbs-White is everything Nottingham Forest thought Jay Lings was when they bought him.
Well, one's like 21 and one's 30.
Yeah, but you can't give someone a six-figure contract at a team that's battling for relegation and then him just not doing anything.
Forest, they've done it a lot.
They're not the smart, have they?
Yeah, they wanted a lot from that Jesse Lingard transfer and nothing's coming.
Yeah, I agree. My midfield three are Calvin Phillips, Artur, Mello and Coutinho. Now, if you want to talk about flops, that's your three.
Mm-hmm. No. Mello's a good one.
Yeah. No questions asked.
Yeah, yeah. But then
even when he wasn't injured, he was shocking.
He didn't play a minute.
I think he did play a minute.
He hasn't played a
game. I think he's played a minute.
He didn't, because he got injured in the reserves game, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did play a minute.
No, never.
I don't remember him playing.
Transfer market. He's not
maybe it's when I was watching the Liverpool reserves. Coutinho is just... He was brought in to be... Like, he played all right, and then he brought in to like do it again, and he's done. He's finished.
Yeah.
This is the Gerrard spot. Gerrard's gone. Coutinho's gone. Because he was good second half last season.
Yeah, he was.
He was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No appearances I can see here on transfer market.
Alpha Arthur. Calvin Phillips again. Like 50 million, Man City, meant to come in, but he couldn't get in the team.
Yep.
Got injured.
Yep.
And can you see him get him into the team? When Rodri's the man?
Well, I think he'll play alongside Rodri. I think he'll play a little bit higher. I don't think he's necessarily a one pivot.
Who did he come in for, though? Yeah, that's what I mean.
The partnership with Declan Rice.
Yeah.
Who does he come in for? It's City. They can rotate wherever they want. Doesn't matter.
I think there's an expectation of Calvin Phillips and he just hasn't delivered.
Well, given the fact that Well, there's definite expectation because given the fact that most people said he would be signing of the season,
yeah,
to turn around and no longer get a minute is
must be tough. Must be tough. Front three.
I've got Coutinho in my front three, so I know you've put him in midfield. But I,
did he have midfield two or three? No, we had midfield three.
Lingard, Bissouma.
Oh, Lingard. Okay, okay. Coutinho. Okay. Okay, so I've got. Even though I think he deserves more of a chance, but I was going off signings. I've got Antony, our right wing. If it wasn't off signings, if it's in general, I would have Sancho.
That's rough.
I would have had Sancho. Why? I think Antony deserves more of a chance.
He broke history at Man United. First ever transfer to score 3-3.
No, but I'm saying, like, I agree. I think I was going purely off.
It's tough. That signings, right wing spot was tough.
And because I was going off signings, some of them I had to just force in because I'm like, yeah. Like up front, I've got Darwin Nunes. I think he's class. Captain Chaos.
Yeah, I've.
But if you're going off strikers and expectations and price tag and everything.
Do you know what?
Technically, I put Darwin in, but I thought.
This is tough. This is rough.
Giving him far too much. I mean, people already know my thoughts on him. I think he's a great footballer, very raw, but.
Shocking.
Fuck me, he's so wasteful.
I think, you know what? You have to put Nunes in as a flop. Yeah. 90 million quid. Yeah. If you're paying 90 million for a striker, they need
but
to deliver.
But he's not entertainment value flop.
No, he's not.
He's fucking brilliant.
But you need to deliver, on 90 million, you need to deliver on the XG you're performing, right? And he's not.
Yeah.
End of story. Mm-hmm. He ain't delivering on that XGI. Mm-hmm. And he should be. And look,
that's
I think...
That's not always the case, though.
No, he should be. No, he paid 90 million, he has to.
No,
in football, it's cutthroat, man.
Yeah, but there's players that underperform / overperform XG because they're world-class finishers or they're bad finishers.
But striker was bought for goals.
Yeah, but you can't say a striker has to equal their XG. Yeah,
well, Jesus
all the time.
Is,
no, he's beyond
Jesus
below it.
Jesus is a flop because his XG underperformance is insane.
But not as bad as Nunes. Like, Nunes is not, mate, it's a joke when Nunes plays.
Yeah,
but
you can't. Yeah, but he offers other things, though, is what I mean.
But do you not? Yeah, but you're not. Listen to me here, mate.
I am.
You literally said to me, he's had the most shots of any striker, but he's 99.
Is he your flop?
Like, is that not a flop?
I agree it is, but...
But I also feel like he's going to turn it round.
I'm debating your argument of strikers must score their XG.
No, I'm not saying they must score their XG. But at least get, you know, a reasonable near it. He's no way fucking near it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he could cash in.
He's also 90 million quid.
Yeah, yeah.
It could end up balancing out.
I do think he is going to come true, though. Mm. I do think, like, at some point, yeah. Surely, right?
Has to.
Surely. Yeah. Surely?
And remember, he
did it at Benfica. Like... It can't do the full burner and go.
They were having Haaland Nunes debates before. Remember, Haaland versus Nunes, who's going to score more goals? That was real debates.
Yeah, I know. This man said Nunes.
Look at that.
That's you know not, the, hang on.
He also said Haaland flop. Who's your other striker?
No, left winger. I got Antony on the right, unfortunately. Darwin through the middle. And Guedes on the left. Big reputation, not done well at all. It was very good.
In a team that can't score goals.
Huh?
In a team that can't score goals.
Oh, he's in the front, part of the front line. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. So like, I think Gonzalo Guedes, obviously, once again, transfers. If not, then maybe it's a case for something like Sterling. Maybe Sterling was transfer as well. But I'm not going for Guedes because loyalties.
I have a Wolves player. I got Raul Jimenez, but for different reasons. He's now like third choice striker. In a team where he's supposed to be the talisman.
That's David Luiz's fault.
Yeah, but I mean, he's even last season, he was still like knocking in goals. He was still like Wolves' main number nine. And now he's behind Costa and Matthijs Cunha.
Nah, he's not behind Costa.
He literally is.
Can't be, surely not.
Costa started against Man United ahead of him.
But is that, Jimenez not struggling with fitness or something?
Who?
Jimenez.
No.
Well, oh, fuck. I went for a Aubameyang.
Yeah, that's
it. He's just so washed. He actually is so washed. Like, he went to Barca, couldn't do it.
It's a joy to see, to be fair.
Actually, he did score a few goals at the start.
He did well at Barca, yeah.
He is washed. Mm. Like, straight up, can't hit a barn door.
Beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
It's beautiful.
When
he came out with that video of his kids in the Chelsea kit, I was like, yeah, I've disowned this guy. You know, like, what's that about? Like, the Chelsea, you know, I was like, come on, man. And his kids got Arsenal shorts on with the Chelsea shirt. I'm like, damn, man.
Did they really?
Yeah. So he made a video of like flexing the Chelsea, and obviously he went to the garden, all his kids are wearing Chelsea kits and stuff, but his kids still got Arsenal shorts on with the Chelsea top.
I was like, that's just being confusing for the
yeah,
child.
Yeah, man.
Who's your other striker then?
Emmanuel Dennis.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, I was going to put him in, you know, but then I thought, like, when has he ever been good?
What for?
He wasn't really, though, was he?
No. Your idea of how good he is tarnished by his FPL returns. Because he's actually a good player, and he was bought as a good player for when Watford needed him.
He scored goals.
He did score goals.
For Watford, he did.
He scored loads of goals. You had him in your team, he didn't score goals.
Why did you bring him into the team? Because he'll score goals.
Exactly, I'm pretty sure I captained him on a double game. I got like 1 point.
Yeah, he got red carded first game.
Oh my God.
It was bought as a striker to kind of produce for Forest. Same reason I've put Lingard in. And really doesn't even get a minute ahead of Brennan. Why are Forest bought with these players, right, when the people that are playing best for their team are the ones that were with them in the Championship last season?
Because they got promoted and they got all this money and like, oh, we need to stay up, and then they just panic bought about a million players.
Yeah, that's what you don't do.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I feel like the spine of their team, or their, like, Worrell's one of their best players, Yates is one of their best players, Brennan Johnson one of their best players, and all these newbies are just like, bring them down, man.
Look at Newcastle. Newcastle got a load of money. They didn't go crazy. They bought smart. Up, basically. They bought smart. And now look at them.
Yeah. My final player, guys.
I think I said all my teams.
Because I had it blank. Like you, I was struggling with a blank because I thought it was transfers in. Uh-huh. And then Reeve puts this idea in my head about how people have been at certain levels and they've dropped off, so underperforming. Who's underperforming? I've put Salah.
He's still Liverpool's top scorer this season.
I think he's been brilliant this year. It's just obviously...
He needs to be better.
What? In what way though? Like, watch a Liverpool match and say, Salah, you need to do better. What?
Brentford.
He put it on a plate for Darwin Nunes and he missed an open goal.
Still lost.
the one loss they yesterday lost. Night was enough to put him in that team.
I think Salah's meant to be the man.
To be fair, you know what?
He's meant to carry this team.
He's been the man for so long.
Yeah, but
and
now
he still
he's not.
Is their main man.
But now he's not carrying him as much as he needs to.
Yeah, but do you reckon it's...
You could put Van Dijk in there if you really wanted.
Not right wing, but... probably not. Do you reckon Liverpool's downfall is more so to their lack of converting chances, or the fact that they are now conceding goals where they used to be this amazing defence?
Yeah, it's that.
Which one?
The defence one.
Okay, good.
Mate, I've got another name here, and I couldn't think of anyone.
Rattle a few feathers as an honourable mention. Heung-min Son.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Gone from golden boot to probably what? Hat-trick against Leicester, and that's it. That's all I can remember. How many goals have you got this year?
Good hat-trick.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a great player, but when you look at his individual performances game by game, I think since he got the mask, he's just not playing very well. Did you see him in the Villa game? Where he's wearing the mask and he was like, he gave the ball away two or three times and he just
took it off
the pitch because
he wasn't wearing it anymore.
How many goals has Son got this year?
Three. It's in here.
All in one game.
It's the hat-trick.
That's the hat-trick.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's some ball knowledge, you know.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
You go
from the golden boot and the guy who's going to take it off you the next year is pretty much equal dual record in half the season.
Oh, it's bad.
That's mad.
Guys, let us know your flop 11s / underperforming 11s. Depends, you know, how you see life. In the comments down below. That was a fun segment. I enjoyed that.
It was good.
I've just seen Jude Bellingham to Arsenal rumours.
That would be the best.
You know what? I actually think he'd do it.
I'm reading it right now. Yeah.
I honestly think he'd do it. Why would he not do it? It's a young team.
150 million though.
I will do it.
I'll pay that.
I'll pay that. We've touched on it briefly. Let's go back to Chelsea a little bit. They should be beating Forest.
Should they? Should they? Yeah, they should.
They didn't sign Ronaldo. They might sign Enzo Fernandez. Is Enzo Fernandez the man, the saviour?
He could be, but again,
it's good, but he's still young.
He still needs someone in the six next to him. I feel like he's not the who.
Kovacic?
He's not a six, though, is he? Flat holding player. It's Jorginho. They've got Jorginho and Enzo Fernandez. That's not a good midfield still. They need Kante back, really, for Fernandez.
I think Kante's...
He's going to Saudi.
Yeah, I think he's done.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think he's done.
Yeah, he's going to Saudi.
Kante's, he's finished his career. He's like, you know what?
No,
lads?
But I mean, he needs Kante, but he's won it all, man.
Right. Yes. He completed the checkbook. He completed life.
In 5 years.
What I mean is Enzo Fernandez needs that other player
next
to him.
Yeah, he does.
for the freedom to do what he can do.
It's part of the man.
They're signing strange signings.
Like, who's the guy, who's their new striker? The guy in the guy in the crowd at the Forest game. What's his name? Boldy? He came from not Malmo.
Monaco.
Mulder. He came from Mulder FC, I think. What's his name?
They bought a striker.
They've literally just he's Ivorian. He's brand new.
Brand new off the
just signed.
So I say they're making strange signings. I don't know what's going on. Which
I wish I knew his name because we wouldn't even have to.
Is Potter safe?
No, you're never safe at Chelsea. You're never safe at Chelsea.
Cowboy with the weapons.
Yeah,
man.
But they've taken like 10 staff from Brighton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, they're just going to fire them all? No. Surely he has to stay there for the long run.
Yeah, I think now, I think with Todd Boehly, I think getting Potter, he's put a message out saying this, when we're looking now for like long-term projects, and I think he has to stick with it. Otherwise, he's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And he's a liar. Mm. Plus, like you said, they've got so much staff now. And it's like, what happens then?
But do you not think if you're Todd Boehly and you are chucking all this money out,
he don't even understand football himself.
The bloke's playing career mode slash all my team, right? He wants immediate success. And I don't know you personally, Todd, and I don't want to do you a disservice, but I don't think he understands how long sometimes this management process takes to receive success.
In American sports, there's so much trades and it's so quick.
Yeah.
You can trade so many players easy. And also, the bottom team in the league and then win it.
Correct, right? And then with the draft system and everything that they have,
so different.
You can go from worst team in the league to winning the championship next year.
Facts.
That's not how it works in football.
No, it's not.
What's his name?
I couldn't find anything. They've been linked with Moukoko and stuff, but I'm not finding anyone who's actually signed.
Made it up. We saw a random fella in the
car. let's touch on City a little bit, and I want to touch on Haaland. He's come back.
You want to touch Haaland?
Yeah, I do.
What do you mean by that?
I mean. He keeps scoring.
David set to complete. No, he's signed. This is in December.
Datro Fofana.
Yeah.
Right.
The new number 9.
How did I find him?
I saw that, but I thought it was the centre back, and I just confused it.
That's Wesley Fofana.
Yeah, I just saw Fofana. I was like, that's not
from Mulder. From Mulder, yeah. 19 years old, scored 15.
Yeah, but is he going to be one of them ones that plays reserves and go out on loan?
It's because Broj has done his ACL. So
that's rough. Yeah, that is rough. Good. Yeah, guys, Haaland's come back. Yep. He's still scoring, and we seem to. He's got this edge to him now, hasn't he? Like, he's this aggressive, like, him mocking Ben Godfrey was so funny.
Yeah.
And Ben Godfrey loved it. Like, their little battle they had was quality. Mm. Is that what you need from a striker? Not just be goal scorer, have that edge like Diego Costa, Luis Suarez.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but you got to have that edge and then still win the game, right?
They have been doing that a lot this season.
Yeah, yeah. But Ben Godfrey's the real winner there. He got a point.
But Haaland's wasting his time scoring all these goals, to be fair. They're not going to win the league.
Hey! Yay!
Do you think if Haaland gets 40 Premier League goals,
he could break all
the
records he wants
and doesn't win the league?
It's like if Mbappe's going to have to get a World Cup final and not win the World Cup final. City are a worse team than they were last
year. Do you think they are a worse team?
Yeah.
I back it.
The wingers are, it's not working. It's not working. They haven't replaced it. They didn't realise how important it was to have players like Sterling, Jesus, Zinchenko. They didn't realise how important it was. They didn't replace them correctly. And now it's not working.
Ronaldo scored all the goals for United last season. And they everyone wanted him out. So why are they not saying Haaland out?
No one's going to say that.
Why? They said it to Ronaldo last year. How dare you score all our goals? How dare you?
When you go from having no striker to having one of the best
similar point.
Focal points in world football, it's very hard to try and find that dynamic that you used to have a little bit.
So what are you saying? So you say City need another season to find the way to do it?
Yeah.
But what if they win the league? Is it all forgotten?
They can still win the league, but they're not as good as a team. They're not. Like, even if they win the league this season, they won't get 90 points.
People go to City now and like, oh, we can beat these guys.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think they now have the approach of, because we have Haaland, it doesn't matter how many you score against us, we're going to beat you by scoring more goals.
Mm.
Bear in mind,
makes them a worse team. Because defensively, they were so much better last year.
Yeah, look, that's what I was going to say. Bear in mind, like, they keep changing their defence. Obviously, Rico Lewis is a good young player.
But he's a
good player. I'm saying they're bringing him in, who obviously he's not experienced. They're playing like, they're changing up Akanji, Aki, or one.
Cancelo can't get back in.
So the defence isn't as good. It's not as good. The wingers aren't as good. Like, obviously, Mahrez, Grealish. It's not working. He's favouring them two as the wingers. It's not working. They're not that good.
What's happened with Foden?
Oh, it's not better. £5.
Yeah, I don't know what is he just, you know, chilling
it's
out for the World Cup?
Oh, it's not better.
Yeah, we know we are. We actually are. I'm not even.
No, but it's facts.
So true.
Look at the league. And look how we're playing.
What are you doing?
No.
Odegaard is what De Bruyne, everyone thought De Bruyne was.
Isn't it mad that the two best players in...
But he is though. Yeah. Odegaard is what everyone thought De Bruyne was.
It is crazy that the two best players in the Premier League are Norwegian. And their facts. National team is like nowhere.
One of them is winning the Player of the Year. Whoever wins the league, one of them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
A Norwegian will win Premier League Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Facts.
When's the last time that happened?
Probably Odegaard and Solskjaer.
Did he win it? He was a sub.
Odegaard and Solskjaer.
He was a sub. He was a sub. I don't think he ever won Player of the Year.
Odegaard and Solskjaer.
Norwegian will win PFA Player of the Year. Mark my words.
That is great. That is actually great. I like that.
What if Newcastle win the Prem? They have no Norwegian. If Newcastle win
Amaron.
The league,
Amaron.
Who wins the Player of the Year? Trippier.
Trippier. Amaron.
Bruno.
That's hard.
Trippier, wouldn't it? It would be Trippier.
Trippier's doing pretty good, like, but Bruno's also like unreal at the moment. He's the catalyst, really. And so's Trippier as well down the line. It's so hard to pick.
Oh, you've got to pick though, Lou.
Trippier. Trippier, just because, you know, he's going to retire in a few years.
Good job not winning the league.
Cheers.
I want to touch on Spurs quickly.
They're quality, by the way. They are Spurs are so good at football that it took Harry Kane 25 minutes to get his first touch of the ball.
Incredible.
Villa.
They thought they can come back. They're not this time.
Come on.
I went on Sky the other day and I went in on Spurs. Yeah. I went
deserved.
In. And it's just so true though. I said they are, it's an interesting one because Conte is making them play like this, yeah?
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're so lucky to have him.
It is a weird, it's like,
do you know what I mean?
It's like Stockholm syndrome. Like,
he deserves really better than Spurs.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, Antonio Conte, but you're making us play bowling.
You're making us a cheater.
He doesn't enjoy it. You can see, like, he's open. He just says stuff like, how do you expect me to win with this team?
How do you expect me to win with this team?
Like, damn, that's
we
not
threatened
nice.
To leave last year when they
yeah, he does that all the time.
Was it drew to Burnley or lost to Burnley?
Yeah, he does all the time.
Well, good evening came in and he got a good evening at Spurs. And
that's a real, like.
Do you reckon he's just going to turn Villa? I think people forget that. Like, he's actually such a good manager. He just had a bit of a rotter at Arsenal.
He's a very good away game manager. Very good.
Especially at Villa, man. He won Europa League.
He's a Europa League king. He's a Europa League king.
Yeah. Do you think Spurs need to be active in the market?
Yeah, I've got a suggestion they could buy.
Ooh.
He's got a whole list.
Oh, no, yeah, we're doing a bit, but yeah.
Ooh.
Zaniolo is one that I'd put forward.
Italian?
Yeah.
Cam?
He can play off the left and right as well, but yeah.
Kulusevski is important for them. He needs to play when he's playing and he's firing. He's
Bentancur
so
is not fully back, I don't think.
Bentancur,
their squad good. Seems so full of talent.
Yeah,
well, aging talent. But they are.
You got to remember a few of those still didn't. Well, that the first team that they had. Who did Spurs play before? It was Brentford, wasn't it? They drew Brentford.
Yeah, he came back. Yeah, from 2-0 to 2-2.
They had half their team for that game. So their recent results are kind of affected by the fact that they don't have their full strength squad.
True. Where do you think Spurs finish this year?
I had them top four before the season started, but now I just don't think they get Champions League. I think
people had them competing for the league before the season started.
Yeah,
like generally,
but the Son Kane combo it's fizzled out
big time. And what's going on with Richarlison? Now? What happened to him?
He had a good World Cup,
but like he could. He's not someone that's going to score loads of goals.
Spurs have one of those teams in the Prem that on paper is so good. But watching them play, it's just.
Do you remember when United signed Ronaldo and Sancho, and everyone's like, "Oh and my Varane. God!"
And Varane, three in the same window.
Yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
look at that. And then we signed Tomiyasu, Ramsdale, Ben White. Everyone's like, "What's that?"
Yeah, what 150 million? Are you not? Are you overspending shit, mate? We're first now. Played the long game. We win.
There you got them right.
Yeah.
Speaking of signings, go on then. I know you're itching to do it.
Well, Lewis just said, come up with a few players that you think clubs would benefit from /
improve the squad.
Yeah, improve the squad.
Yeah, transfer window's open. So, you know, if you wanted to sign them.
How do you do the Arsenal one, boys?
Verratti.
No, we literally
Jude Bellingham, come to Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, that's still not the player that I was thinking of.
Well, we're signing Madrick. He's in London. He's already basically signed.
Yeah, but that's still a player there.
Yeah, but I think Bellingham would be better for us.
Of course, Bellingham would be better for us. Go in that where Xhaka's playing right now. I'll put Bellingham there. Look at that.
Oh, but then Xhaka's our man.
Yeah, because Jude Bellingham we're talking about.
Yeah, it's true. Guys, I honestly think like Jude is... I think he looks at the club. If he's really honest with himself, he'll look at this club and go, wow.
No, he's a fan of the Arsenal project. I just read the article.
So there you go.
He's a fan of the Arsenal project and... He costs 150 mil.
A lot of the boys, I reckon, are mates with him as well. a lot of the young.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, of course, yeah, of course.
But then so Foden's probably made some as well.
That's tough, you know. Who does he pick?
It's Liverpool or Madrid. No, it's Liverpool or Madrid.
Yeah. I think it's always going to be Real Madrid. Madrid, I think. But I think Arsenal should go in there, just big dick him and go, come to us.
Can we big dick
Real Madrid?
If we could say we'll win the Premier League.
To be fair, he could afford to do that. He's so young. He can afford to give up five years of his career.
He's like 12.
To invest in the Arsenal project.
He's like 12.
He basically is.
Yeah, see, yeah. I think Jude Bellingham, he's sort of like a national treasure. Like, I really want him to go to Arsenal because you see how good Saka's got over the years. I want him to be coached well because I have a sort of an interest in him being good in England. So if
but
he goes
at the
to
same
like
time, he's also so good that he deserves to be at Real Madrid and become a Galactico superstar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Bale. He was so good.
Yeah, but we don't get to watch him. Yeah. When is the board don't watch him?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we want to see him every week.
Bellingham, we you know what to do. I know you're watching this.
Come, hey, Jude.
Come to Arsenal.
Come to Arsenal.
Along with Madrid.
Do both. Just 6 months there, 6 months there.
Do 6 months in England, 6 months in Spain.
Yeah, it's like they do seasons, you know, ski seasons.
Who are your other big signings?
Mudryk for Arsenal, obviously.
Mudryk for Arsenal, yeah. Liverpool, I did put Jude Bellingham.
You've got to
remember that I did it off... Players that would
realistic.
Bournemouth have put Max Aarons. I think they're a little bit weak at right back at the moment. Lloyd Kelly's, I mean, obviously he's their captain, but you know, needs a bit of improvement. And Max Aarons was all right at Norwich when he was in the Prem. City, I didn't really put anyone. They just need injury returns and then back to full strength. Mm-hmm. It's not really a
unfair.
Jadon Sancho for United to be at one with himself. I think that would actually really benefit.
But they got Rashford now. He's back in himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the right wing position they need.
They got Anthony.
Yeah, they do. But right footed right wing, Martial. And then then Southampton, Everton, Brighton. I just thought of two strikers on the market. So either Brelin Mbolo or Jonathan David. I think they need goal scorers. And all three of those teams can't really score goals. Wolves, Matthijs Cunha, but he's already signed. Brentford, Fulkrug for when Tony gets locked up. I think they're
pretty, you're not going to get locked up, you're going to get fined heavily and banned.
For like Nicholas Fulkrug is kind of similar to Ivan Tony. Spurs, Zaniolo.
We should take Tony.
If you do, yeah, provided he's, you know.
He'll get banned for a few games, maybe a few years, maybe a few decades.
Nah, he won't. He's scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, he's too good to.
He's scoring a lot of goals.
But then you say that KT also got banned, but he also did. Say, lads, yeah, I'm going to Atletico Madrid, put money on me. Whereas I think Tony's only put, he did a couple of ACCAs.
Yeah, 260 of them.
How long did Trippier?
Weekly ACCA for
how long
5 years.
How long was Trippier's banned?
More than that now. You've not seen the extra 30 one that came out.
Yeah, he's been on it.
Trippier got banned for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, it was 6 months, wasn't it?
Yeah, Leeds put David Raum for obvious reasons. Jesse Marsh, obviously Leipzig. David Raum is currently the Leipzig left back, and if you want to replace Junior Firpo, don't put Pascal Schrout there. Get an actual left back.
Straight fact, man.
Yeah. Newcastle stuff. James Maddison.
Yep.
Yeah, Maddison for sure.
Praying for that to happen.
I think he's going, you know. You see the his reaction after like 3-0 down in the crowd, and it's just like,
well, this is the thing. We'll give them Dubravka, who we've just recalled. We get Maddison, part money exchange deal. They need a keeper. They are linked with Dubravka.
Right? Newcastle might be getting Ronaldo alone. Have you heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's in Ronaldo's contract. Yeah. If you get Champions League, get Ronaldo alone.
Get Ronaldo alone.
Would you take? Yeah, you would take
back
him.
In the Prem.
Imagine Ronaldo at Newcastle. That'd be so sick.
It probably will happen.
This is the thing. I can't think of a player who I'd less want on my team, but also want on my team. Because it's Ronaldo, but also he'd be terrible for us to play for the morale. But like,
if it turned around and Newcastle were like, okay, only play you can Champions join, League. But you're only playing Champions League football. Fair. You have to play as many minutes as you want in the Champions League. That's your
take
competition.
That. No.
He would go.
You've got to take that.
Yeah.
No, because just he Champions hasn't League. Earned his way to the Champions League with this team. So
he missed the Champions League.
Super sub behind Chris Wood. Oh no, I'm joking. No. I'm taking for the laughs. It would be fun to see him.
You have full to laugh. I'll never take him at Arsenal.
Leicester, I put Rafinha. He's having a rotten time at Barcelona. I think he's on the brink of leaving. And Leicester need a right winger. They still haven't replaced Mahrez from years ago. And Rafinha does it in the Prem. So
all Brighton.
Oh, that's a step up and a half, isn't it? And then Crystal Palace have put get Conor Gallagher back.
Yes.
Because that Conor Gallagher at Palace is a very different Conor Gallagher to the one at Chelsea. So
I think Gallagher made a bit of a mistake going back to Chelsea, you know.
Yeah.
I think because
Well now Enzo Fernandez.
I know, but like
You understood why. Like,
I understand like, so also, well. And also, you know, you come through the ranks and you think, oh, I'm going to make it. But like, it's so hard at Chelsea to get in. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think you're so much better off doing what, like Bellingham did, going out somewhere, playing full football. Like, it's just better for your career. Like, players need to play games. You're not a footballer to sit on the bench.
Yeah. CG23 was the man at Palace as well that season.
He was.
If I give you a team that I haven't thought of.
Yeah, I can tell you who's going to sign.
Okay, yeah, let's try that.
Let me get the Premier League table up.
Wolves. Vitinha.
I already did them, but okay.
On loan from PSG.
Vitinha.
Isn't he already there? Is that a different... Oh, it's Vitinho, isn't it? There's a Vitinho at Wolves. Let's go Fulham. Who can Fulham sign to make them a better team?
Who've they got? Back up to Mitro.
Interesting, yeah, that's not a bad shout. Who though?
They will sign.
That's good. But Fulham, Fulham are doing really well.
Chuba Akpom.
Where have you plucked that out of him?
He's banging in the goals for Middlesbrough under Michael Carrick. They're doing really, really well. And if he wants a quick jump back to the Premier League, go Fulham.
Good old Chuba. How you plugged that out?
You used to have it on Snapchat, didn't I?
That's a block.
Yeah. Not in a weird way.
No, I played against him like a few tournaments when I was 16.
West Ham.
Chuba Akpo. That's so random. Arsenal's finest. He was a top striker. He was the one I thought was going to make
it. He's killing it at Middlesbrough.
He's the one I thought was going to make it.
Middlesbrough doing very well. Yeah. Carrick FC. West Ham. West Ham. How do they fix their 17th in the table?
Where
problem?
Do I start?
Oh, West
they
Ham.
They are level on points with Forest.
Conte.
Have you heard who they potentially might be getting?
Moyes might be gone.
Sean Dyche.
Makes sense. I could see it.
He
only manages Claret and Blue.
No, that's mental though. Yeah. This point. Saying he'll keep them up about West Ham, previously Europa League level team.
You have to play in the now though. They are in trouble.
I know, I agree, but do you not think that's crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
West Ham.
Especially when Declan Rice leaves in the summer.
Come to Arsenal as well.
Bez is...
I'll take that.
Not enjoying how Declan Rice's sort of mannerisms are now. He's like...
What more can he do?
He gets... Like, during the game, he'll throw strokes and get frustrated. And
yeah, because he's...
No, no, I'm in the camp of...
I think he's just like...
He's entitled to.
He's just like, mate, I've tried so hard.
Yeah.
He's always letting me down now. Yeah. He is too good
for a name. I might as well just come to Arsenal.
Yeah, come Arsenal.
Everyone.
Yeah, we need that rotation.
Join us.
We need that rotation with Partey.
Yeah. Join us now.
Yeah, why not?
Join the force.
Come in January as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Who did Villa get?
Oh,
Villa will get someone like Aubameyang or like a Coutinho-esque kind of player. Like, you know, someone who's on the fringe of like just like ending their career.
They've got money, Villa, so they can sign
Coutinho.
João Felix
to Villa.
Yeah, why not? I saw rumours as well. It could happen. It could happen. On loan or something.
Who's a Sevilla striker currently? I'm sure they'd go.
Whoever that is. Yeah.
it's Al Nesri, isn't it?
Al Nesri. Morocco striker.
That was a great segment, that.
Thanks, man.
You actually did really good.
I put a bit of time into it.
Before we do the quiz, we've got just enough time for The Boot.
We haven't decided on a name, have we?
The Boot.
I saw a few comments, but people just like, Dodgy Boot. I can't call it that.
A name.
The Beggar's Boot.
What's the boot?
The Beggar's
Boot. So this is a boot of unpopular opinions, completely anonymous. We're going to request that you write one down to go into the boot after we've taken one out. Because
it's quite hard to come up with one on the spot, though.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion.
One that you've got in your mind quite a
but don't tell us out loud. Anonymous.
Yeah, so you get the honours, you're the guest. Okay. Draw one out, and then after you've drawn one out, write one back in.
I don't know. I like
next
that. That's the concept. All right. So we don't know who wrote this, yeah?
Don't know who wrote it. We can have a guess at who wrote it, but these are all previous people that have come on the show or me and Thea.
Julian Alvarez will have a better career at Man City than Erling Haaland.
Oh, we know who said that. You've.
Who said that?
You.
What? Are you going to discuss it or what? That's the whole
let's
point.
Discuss it. What do you think about this anonymous person's unpopular opinion?
I did say this when I write mine, it's going to be very blatantly obvious which one mine is.
I think Haaland stays at City for at least 5 years.
I don't see it.
But where does he go? Real Madrid?
Anywhere.
But City are literally the best team in the world, pretty much.
If he wants to stay, then I will track this.
I think he likes England. I don't think he likes Stone Island. I think he likes England.
He likes the UK, man.
Yeah, he does. Like,
I think he goes to Madrid.
He is built for Real Madrid,
Haaland wants the brand of Erling Haaland to be global, man.
I still think, 3 years at City, he'll have a better career than 5 years for Alvarez.
But he's scored the same thing, though.
Alvarez 3 seasons to get as many goals as Haaland will get in 1 season.
Probably because of game time, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think Haaland will go down as a, like, wow, look at him, mate, City legend. Ooh.
My.
He's written something.
I'll just add it in while we'll discuss this one.
Yeah. I just think in terms of Julian Alvarez's case, he is.
High ceiling.
Yeah.
What, World Cup winner?
Alvarez is so good.
Like,
he World Cup.
Under Pep nutrition. Yeah. Nourishment.
He played the World Cup and was really well. He did play really well at the World Cup, actually.
Yeah. And under Pep over a long period of time, I think he's going to be like Aguero levels.
Yeah.
Alvarez
could go around Madrid for all we know.
He could.
He could. This was me.
I enjoyed that one. And Chuck, you put one in.
I put one in.
We'll have to pick it out another day.
Oh, hopefully.
Time for a quiz before we finish off.
Can you do a reminder that we are doing predictions?
We are doing predictions and we haven't forgotten. So far, the current scores are?
The current scores are whatever they were before. Theo and I took Boxing Day Game Week and the... No, so Game Week 17 and Game Week 18 we didn't do. Game Week 19 we have done and we'll continue for the rest of the season onwards.
Yeah, we will never forget. Unfortunately for us, we had one too many mince pies and we forgot. I don't even like mince pies. Anyways, quiz time.
Okay, so we're doing some categories today. So we all know this game, do we?
Yeah.
I give you a subject. You have to give an answer. You take turns going round.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Let's go.
So 3 rounds. You'll each take turns of starting it off. So it's all fair. Start off with this one: strikers who have played for Everton.
You're honestly so niche.
Yeah.
You hate that club, man.
Okay.
I like Everton, man.
Okay, I'll start. Victor Anichebe.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Lukaku.
Richarlison.
Neil Maupay.
Duncan Ferguson.
Wayne Rooney.
Saha.
Stephen Naismith.
Tim Cahill.
Striker?
Striker.
It's not striker?
Tim Cahill.
Tim Cahill's a fucking striker.
I mean, he's on FIFA, but he's not.
He's literally a striker.
But he was always like...
He is. Don't even start. If you're a striker on FIFA, you were a striker in your game.
Okay. I've gone blank. I was too bothered about Tim Cahill. Have I lost this one?
Yeah, you're out.
I was done after that.
Still going.
Oh, still going.
Yeah, until one left.
Oh, one left. Oh, shit.
There's only one left.
One's left. I'm done.
Yakubu.
Good shout there. He was class in the day.
1-0 to Theo.
Good job. Right, Mr. Reeve, you can start off this one.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
We'll just go with Premier League top goal scorers. So of all time, this is. And we'll do the top 15.
15?
Yeah, for now. So you're not, because someone always ranks somewhere.
It's me first. All right. So like, if I say Shearer, that's one. Right?
Yep, that's one.
Okay. Yes.
I'm taking that it's all time top goal scorer.
All time top goal scorer.
It's not a golden boot.
It's Premier League.
All time top goal scorer is 1 to 15.
Shearer, then, of course.
Aguero.
Rooney.
York.
Cole.
Lampard.
Henry.
Wait there. You're out. Dwight York. Nope.
He's not in the top 15.
Oh. Colin Revell.
Harry Kane. It's got to be too long
Crouch.
Now, surely. It's got to be too long now, surely.
Crouch is not in.
Oh. Yes!
It must have been so many names that we dislike.
Yeah,
I would have said Jermaine Defoe.
You could have went Van Persie, Vardy, Defoe.
Top 15.
Defoe would have been one.
Yes.
Yeah. Top 15, Van Persie and Vardy. Yeah. Wow.
Defoe was in there as well. That was a good shout. Okay.
1-0.
Bit of a weird one, this. Clubs Peter Crouch has played for.
Okay.
Who's starting?
You are.
Me?
Oh, man.
Liverpool.
Burnley.
Good shout.
Tottenham.
Stoke.
Portsmouth.
Oh my God. No, I just rule me out.
Okay.
Leicester?
No.
No. You're out there. No, you could have said Southampton.
Well, hang on. I need
Southampton
to
was the one.
I need to say one because Sharky started.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And you can't say Southampton.
Well, I was going to say Southampton.
I believe you. I saw the S in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you could have said Southampton. Aston Villa was one as well. Yeah. QPR.
QPR!
Yes.
Yeah.
2-1-0.
Right, shall we do a bonus round then?
Yes, please.
I only know those clubs because of the Crouchy's podcast.
Podcast, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, teams Harry Redknapp has managed.
So, who's starting again?
You can start. You okay.
Portsmouth.
West Ham.
QPR.
Spurs.
A Spurs one?
Is Spurs one? That's like his main one?
That's what I thought. Okay, right, sorry. Fuck me, man. This is bad. I don't know.
No.
Okay, you're out.
That's yeah, because Cranshaw. That's the link, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Gonna have to push you for an answer.
I'm done.
And I started, so therefore I win.
Yeah.
So, what are the others?
So we have Birmingham City. We're in there. Jordan, Bournemouth. We said West Ham, Portsmouth, Southampton, Portsmouth. So I think we basically almost got them all there.
Shame.
So 3-1-0. Right. Another confirmation that I do indeed have the biggest ball knowledge.
Well, I mean...
No, at what point does like a joke become serious that I win every quiz? Yeah, like, come on, like give me some credit. Like credit is due.
To be fair, you do like watch a lot of TikToks and stuff. You just don't watch football. That's what I would say.
Wow, harsh man.
Sorry,
on that note,
sorry.
On that note, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Drop a like and subscribe. Thank you so much for 150,000 subscribers.
Yeah, the start of the show. We should have done.
Thank you, guys.
Sharky, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Welcome always. Back anytime.
Oh, what have you thank done you. To the pen?
That's how you gave it to me.
Okay.
That's definitely how you gave it to me.
The boot is full.
Whose boot is that?
Mine.
Yes, nice.
Donated
all the boots. All the boots, all the balls, they're all mine. You know how it is these days.
All the shirts.
And we'll see you next week. Bye bye.